This is how Tehran appears these days. Air pollution continues to be a major problem in the capital city of Tehran.
Since I came to the city from my town, I can tell the difference how air pollution is affecting me. Especially with my job being in the streets and so close to cars, air pollution really makes it hard for me to breathe sometimes.
Officials say most of the pollution comes from vehicles on the congested roads of the rapidly growing metropolis of more than 13.5 million people, with a level of pollutants far exceeding World Health Organization standards.
The air is extremely polluted here. I just got back from downtown Tehran and it was even more polluted there. I have asthma myself and my daughter has shortness of breath. The city's air pollution makes it harder for us to live. There are other diseases such as lung diseases also in the capital. Something really has to change.
Each year, the 5.5 million vehicles in the city pump an estimated 5 million tons of carbon dioxide or CO2 into the air.
Cars and motorcycles are another major issue. A motorcycle, for example, produces pollution 6 times more than an automobile. 20 years ago, new vehicles did not even pass Euro standards. But today, all of our new vehicles pass Euro 2 standards. Moreover, we are implementing new emissions guidelines so that all vehicles must have their catalytic converters replaced between 70 to 80,000 kilometers.
Among steps in reducing the pollution, Iran is converting heating systems in residential and commercial buildings to natural gas. Authorities are also expanding public transport, requiring vehicle emission inspections, and developing more green spaces.
Our gas pollutants are at clean levels. During a 24-hour period, our ozone layer is normal. The levels of sulfur dioxide, carbon monoxide, and nitrogen dioxide in the air are normal and between 50 to 100 psi.
Other projects implemented to reduce air pollution, according to the director of Iran's Environment Protection Organization, IEPO, include producing over 40 million liters of gasoline and diesel based on Euro 4 and 5 standards until the end of March 2013.
We have 55% less air pollution compared to 20 years ago, despite a rise in the population and vehicles registered on the streets.
The government says it will continue to push for a cleaner environment by introducing a bill to Parliament to bring 100 electric battery-assisted buses and 10,000 bicycles and motorcycles to Tehran.
The government has implemented new strategies to reduce air pollution. For example, introducing a law restricting traffic jams by limiting the cars that enter center of the city. However, schools and government offices do tend to get closed sometimes because of the situation. The government does have new projects in plan for the future to fight air pollution. I'm Hossein Eskandar, Press TV, Tehran.